शांति।
ओम शांति।
सभी प्रभु मिलन के लिए तैयार हैं।
आर यू ऑल रेडी?
जो तैयार हैं
मीटिंग गॉड, दोज़ हू आर रेडी प्लीज रेज योर हैंड।
अब हम इस तैयारी को बहुत सुंदर रूप से तैयार कर देते हैं अपने को।
वी विल हैव अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल प्रिपरेशन ऑफ मीटिंग गॉड।
और अपने मन को बहुत बहुत आनंद का
वी विल फोकस अवर सेल्फ एंड वी विल फिल द थॉट्स विद ब्लिस। यू ऑल नो वेरी वेल
भगवान इस धरा पर जब अवतरित होते हैं,
व्हेन गॉड इनकार्नेट्स ऑन दिस अर्थ एंड व्हेन गॉड कम्स एंड सीट्स ऑन दिस स्टेज, His powerful vibrations will spread in all the four sides. We will take the bliss of it. We will absorb those vibrations in ourselves.
तो मेरे साथ सभी बहुत सुंदर संकल्प।
Along with me, you will all have a very beautiful thought.
मेरे जैसा भाग्यवान कोई नहीं।
There is no one fortunate than me.
क्योंकि आज स्वयं भगवान।
Because today God Himself is coming to meet me. Now everyone create this thought.
चलें सभी सुंदर संकल्प की फीलिंग में।
Now everyone will move with a very beautiful feeling.
मेरे जैसा भाग्यवान।
On this earth, there is no one fortunate than me.
क्योंकि आज स्वयं भगवान।
Because God Himself, the Almighty Authority, the bestower of fortune, the one whom we are wishing to meet Him, and the one whom we want to see the glimpse, He Himself is leaving His abode and coming to meet us. Now let us take our intellect to the Supreme Abode and let us satisfy ourselves with that great light, the Sun of Knowledge, the Almighty Authority. He is coming to meet us. He has left His abode. He is descending. Spreading His powerful and bright vibrations, He is descending down. And He has now come in front of our eyes. Let us look to Him. He is the Sun of Knowledge. And His rays are directly falling on me.
ओम शांति।
This day and this time is extremely beautiful. Today I am getting a thought, I was getting a thought, I am getting a thought that today Bab Dada will be moving in this hall. When there was approximately 12,000 members, Baba used to come in Dada's body and Baba used to give drishti and move around the hall. And now it is not possible. But today we will request Baba that in the subtle form he will come to each one and he will place his hand of blessings on everyone's head. Baba loves us a lot and he has promised us whenever you call me I instantly will come, and this is his love for us, and we also have right and love for Baba. And so today we will sit in this very good feeling. When Baba gives drishti, we will have this good feeling. And today it is a very beautiful day of meeting God. And you all know, as Dadi Gulza comes and sits here, Baba instantly comes within half a minute or 1 minute. And Baba puts his drishti on each one. And this 15 and 20 minutes is very valuable for me. Because when God himself sits and gives his love through his drishti, and he will spread the vibrations of peace through his drishti, and he will fill this hall with supreme bliss, and he will make everyone realize that he has come, and through his drishti he will fill ourselves with power. Today and further, understanding the importance of Baba's drishti, and we also have to decide as what we have to attain from Baba. For that we will listen carefully. This drishti will satisfy us, and this is the supreme drishti of Sadguru. The fortune which is sleeping will be awakened through Baba's drishti, and we will ourselves realize that I am detaching myself from this body. And I had the feeling of the experience of Madhavan through drishti. Brahma Baba had his drishti in the hall, and for a very long time he had a vision. Now this is that powerful drishti, anyone's obstacles can be removed instantly. There will be solutions for all the problems. And this is the same drishti which can remove the diseases in the body and in the mind. Any hard sanskars will be removed. So we have to take happiness of this drishti today. And sometimes God's drishti will be focused on some soul. It doesn't matter where you are sitting in the hall, whether you are sitting in the corner or in the gallery backside, wherever you may be sitting. The effect of his drishti will be focused on obedient children, as today Baba said in his Murli, the one who have sacrificed themselves. We might have heard Baba's versions, that those who are obedient, Baba loves them a lot, the one who gives happiness to others, Baba loves them a lot. Baba gives his drishti on them, and the drishti is focused on those souls, and the one whose drishti is focused on Baba, Baba's drishti also is focused on those souls. And those who are thinking about the world, about the materials of the world, they can never be satisfied. And so now once again we will focus our intellect, we will sit in the soul conscious stage. Now everyone stabilize yourself in the center of the forehead, and whatever thoughts I give you now, you just create those thoughts in your mind. You look at your form. I am a sparkling, bright star, a soul. I have incarnated in this body.
Prakruti mera singhasan hai.
Thank you.
I have given you a thought, and I feel that that thought has come from up above. When Baba will give drishti to us, along with taking drishti, we have to experience this with the third eye of the intellect. We have to see that Bab Dada both have personally come to me. Baba gives drishti and Baba has placed his hand of blessing on my head. And we will practice this in our life continuously in the morning class, before going to sleep at night, early in the morning as soon as we wake up. So there will be a very big challenge in front of us. The time is becoming very, very delicate. Even now we cannot understand what type of time will come in front of us. You might have heard Baba's that version. Baba had said, the day will come when there will be the godly missionary at fast speed of settling the karmic accounts. There are diseases from the mind, there are physical diseases, mental diseases, and everything will come at a very fast speed. Now there is the tsunami of mental diseases. And so you all have to make yourself very powerful, and you will have to practice from now. Even the storms of stumbling souls are coming at very fast speed. The Almighty Authority with His thousand arms is with me. We have to increase this feeling, this great intoxication, and we have to make our mental state very powerful. We will see Baba in front of us and imagine that His thousand arms are on my head. We will once again create a thought. There is no one fortunate than me on this earth. Because God Himself, the bestower of fortune, through Brahma Baba, is coming to decorate me, is coming to give me power. Let us visualize this from our intellect. We will imagine God friend. Give him the invitation with lot of love. Oh Baba, the one who gave me this divine life, my true God friend,
We are your lovely children, obedient children. We are remembering you with a lot of love. You leave your abode and come to us. By listening to our invitation, the ocean of knowledge, the sun of knowledge is descending, and visualize how he descends. He has come to the subtle world. He entered the body of Father Brahma. Brahma Baba is a divine angel. Now both are together descending down. And they both have come in front of us. Let us look at Bab Dada in front of us. He is giving us drishti. He has spread his thousand arms on our head. And says, my child, you are not alone. I with thousand arms am with you. He kept his hand of blessing on my head. And gave a blessing, child, may you be ever happy. May you be an elevated yogi. May you be free from obstacles. And while giving drishti, Baba disappeared. We will have a very beautiful experience when Baba comes. You will all pay attention. We will gain some special blessings from Baba. Just as you can create a thought that God is giving drishti, and today, claiming his drishti, I will be liberated from this heart disease. Today, the drishti of Supreme Sadguru will fall on me and everything will be free of obstacles. By taking his drishti, my worry will be liberated. By experiencing his vibrations, my mind becomes stable. this sanskar of mine will be changed. There will be peace, love and happiness in my home. Don't say to Baba, Baba, please destroy my obstacles. No, don't say this. But this will happen today. We have full confidence, with full faith, with a very good feeling. The more deep feeling we have, the more we become successful in this. Baba's vibrations will be first filled in this hall, and that vibrations will also reach to the world where the other children are sitting in the world. The vibrations will also reach there, because even the children who are sitting there are with full concentrated. So it is the yoga philosophy, when we connect our mind and intellect with the Almighty Authority, He will give all His love to us. On the path of devotion, we didn't know who God is, what is His form, where He resides. But now we have come to know everything, and so we feel that we belong to Him and He belongs to us. So Baba will give all power to us in order to face the coming situations. Three things will be now shared. There is no much expansion. The first thing is, remain light. Never worry about anything. Some are very sensitive and delicate. If anybody says anything wrong, it will be in the intellect, and it will be imprinted in the mind and intellect, and it will not go. So that bad energy will be going into the brain, and it will destroy the brain. Remain light. The one who remain light, all the situations will go away from above their head. Baba says, yogi becomes a double light. They are filled with knowledge and yoga. They will not come into the conscious of I and mine. The situations will come and go. Not everything will be the same as what we think. It may be that our expectations never get fulfilled. Happiness is in our hand. Happiness should be in our command. We have to make ourselves very powerful so that we can face the coming time. In order to become powerful, we should create powerful thoughts. And the most powerful thought is, I am Master Almighty Authority. The most powerful thought is, victory is guaranteed. The powerful thought is, no one can stop me from going to my destination. So at least we should write down 10 powerful thoughts. The powers continue to increase. Our stage will become okay, the thoughts will become powerful, and I will have to think for myself that I am Master Almighty Authority, and my Father is the Almighty Authority, and the powers will be coming onto us, and we will become powerful. So now we will have this practice for 3 minutes. Every day we should have this practice. I am a soul. I I am filled with godly powers. I belong to the family of the Almighty Authority. I am Master Almighty Authority. Accept this thought and look at your form. The red rays are spreading through me to all the four sides. I am my house. I am the treasure store of all powers. The powers which are in Almighty Authority is also in me. Take your intellect up above in the Supreme Abode. Satisfy yourselves with the Almighty Authority. The great light is shining and all his powers is radiated in the Supreme Abode. His rays of powers are falling on me. We have to feel this now. The powers of the Almighty Authority is being absorbed in me. Today in the morning we heard Baba's wonderful devotions, and the devotions was for the new ones as well as the old ones. Baba said, you say Baba Baba. If we say Baba, we have to say with this feeling, the one who is God, he is Baba of mine, and therefore he is my Baba. Not only for saying, but we should have this good feeling, have this intoxication, we should have a right on this, that he is mine. All the new brothers and sisters should also know that to stay in this good feeling is also yoga. One yoga is we sit and do, as we all sit and practice. But we should be in this feeling while walking and moving around, that Baba is mine. Baba is mine. The one who is best of our fortune is mine. You all will think along with me. the one who is almighty authority is mine. The one who removes everyone's sorrow is mine. We should have the belongingness with the Father. The one who is mine, I can have true love for only Him. Many ask how to increase Baba's love. You love Baba, Baba will love you. So there is no question as how to have love for my children, how to have love for anyone else. The one who is mine, we have love for him automatically. Some brothers and sisters many a times, last 3 days have been asking that we want to reveal Baba. We want the whole world to experience, to meet God. So everybody have this desire to reveal the Father. Let everyone's mind and intellect be connected with one God. We have to give knowledge to everyone. But Baba says, your face, your activity, your behavior should reveal Baba. This is called revelation of the One Father. Let everyone's mind be pulled towards Baba. Make your whole life for Baba. Whoever look at us, let them see Baba. Let them see the sparkling light in the center of the forehead. Let others feel that we are lost in God's love. Let others see that we are enjoying our life in a divine way. The people then will definitely say that these people have an elevated life. They are very powerful. Definitely they have some great attainments. So along with giving knowledge, you also have to make your life a yogyukt, powerful and pure, so that looking at you, let people recognize who God is. So this is the method for expansion in Baba's service. And only through this method we can also glorify the Father's name. We will now have a very beautiful thought. We will absolutely sit in silence and think that today Baba was saying, thought, time and breath are the greatest treasure of all. Baba today didn't speak about the powers. There is also the treasure of happiness, a treasure of powers. But Baba didn't speak about these today. But we have to pay attention and also create a thought along with me. The one who are charitable souls, the one who are fortunate ones, and the one who have performed devotion for many births, have attained this great attainment of meeting God. Even though not knowing Him on the path of devotion, we have loved Him a lot. And God Himself has come to us to give the fruit of our devotion. A very beautiful day of this conference age, as how we are spending this time. We will have to talk to ourselves as how am I spending this beautiful day at this conference age. What God has come to give us and what are we going to attain from us, and whatever we want to do, we have to do it now. And what better can we do now? So these thoughts have to be created every day. We have to give many things to the world in the coming future, and I'm feeling that coming 8 years, the medical science will completely get failed. They will raise their hands up. Only then our pure vibrations, our vibrations of power will heal the souls, will make them disease free, will give them happiness. You are all great effort makers who are sitting here. You have to prepare yourselves because you have to give a lot to the world. It was in today's Murli. We have to give good vibrations. And for that we have to leave many things. We have to leave the conscious of fire in mind. We have to get rid of bad thoughts. We have to leave subtle arrogance. We need to leave all these. Only then can our vibrations become powerful. Only then our vibrations will come into use. Otherwise the vibrations will reach the people, but it will be destroyed within no minute. We are all ancestors. We only birth after birth have become the deity souls who can give good vibrations to the people of the world. So we will have a good thought for ourselves. We will motivate ourselves every day. We will ourselves give inspirations. And many a times Baba has said that you all are guests, and the one who will consider themselves as guests will become great. Their stage will become great. They will detach themselves from all sides. And so this is a very beautiful way to make God belong to us. We have come here to perform great asks. When we go to anyone's home for 2 days, they will say that this has come and they will go away. They will not have any attachment. So we should consider ourselves to be a guest in this world. We should increase this interest before the time comes so that our attitude will become alaukik. And we have to attain everything what we need to attain. We will all have a thought, today Baba is coming. The one who every day doesn't listen to the Murli, they might have not heard. Baba has said in one of his Murli, I have given you everything. I'll become empty and I'll go and relax in the Supreme Abode. So just think about it. Those who are intellectual, Baba's children will think, Baba has come to give us everything what he has. We have to take, but how to take? What we have to do, that we have to empty Baba's hand. We will say, Baba, we will empty you. Will we empty Baba? And for that, our intellect should be clean and clear. We only have to sit with Baba and that's enough. I was remembering today, any businessman or master of any factory, what will the intellectual children tell him? oh my father, now you relax, now we are there to look after your work, we will now take care of your work. So now we will also tell Baba, Baba, 80 years you have sustained us, you have given us everything, you have given us everything. You day and night have decorated us, you made us worthy. Now you remain carefree and whatever remaining task will be done by us. I just say Baba will be very proud about this. So can we all say this? Baba will make us so worthy. For 2 ages we will living a very happy life, there is no maya, no sorrow. So when anything happens in the world, they go and reach the temple. But here we have to become yogis and Baba will make us worthy of becoming yogi. So we also have to become yogi and become equal to the father. There are many businessmen who are sitting in the gathering, many professors, many teachers, and the one who are staying in the household are also sitting here. Many good scientists have also come here in this gathering. In order to accomplish your task, God also searches for the worthy ones. Even in the outside world, they take interviews of worthy people who can accomplish any task. So we have to become worthy children of God. The greatest are those who make others yogi. Think about this. Everyone are searching for yogi people, but God is searching for those children who make others yogi. So today, Baba will be coming amidst us. And everyone will tell your thoughts to come tomorrow. Whatever thoughts you have in your mind, you tell those thoughts, today I want to meet my beloved, why are you coming in between? You go away. Not today, you don't come today. Now these 2-4 hours, I and my beloved, the one whom we were searching for ages together, now we will having the meeting, and therefore let there be no thoughts in between. Now let us create this thought, who is coming to meet me? Who has become my companion? When I surrendered myself and I came here, I was thinking, I have come to him. He has become my companion. Who is he? If he gives a drishti on the ocean and the ocean will disappear, and anything can become like a stone when his drishti falls. So he is the almighty authority. He himself has said sitting here, if I go, within a snap of finger I can make this world into heaven. I order the matter, the whole world will be destroyed. Such an almighty authority is mine. So think about this. Satyana Almighty Authority, with thousand arms is with us. Surrender yourself to Him. Take the bliss of enjoying life by keeping faith on Him. We can't take care of our family. We will give everything to Him to handle. We will now have a very beautiful experience of meeting God. With Baba's Drishti, we will fill ourselves with this powerful vibrations. Baba will directly come. Baba may speak in an avyat form or in an ordinary way, but we shouldn't think about these things. However, Baba will speak, we will take the happiness of His vibrations. We will have this thought, who is sitting in front of me today? We will focus our mind and intellect on Baba. Much of the time Baba will be here. We will all have a very powerful yoga. Half an hour we will have time to have yoga. We will look at the center of the forehead of Dadi Gulzar and experience that Baba is giving powerful vibrations to this hall. We will think that I am alone and Almighty Authority is sitting in front of me and His rays of powers are falling on me. Wherever you may be sitting, the more focus you have on Baba, the more power the soul will experience. While sitting here, you can also have determined thoughts. And those brothers and sisters who have come for the first time, in order to begin with your dharana, you will have to give promise to Baba that from today my life will become pure. The treasure of our purity cannot be snatched by anyone. Today we will give this thought to Baba. We will promise Baba today, and Baba in every age will listen to us. And at the last, one thing to say. I met many mothers today. They said we are in too much of bondages. So you will all pay attention here. This is a deep philosophy. Always don't say this mantra, I am in bondage, I am in bondage. But as soon as you wake up early in the morning, create this thought that I am free from bondage and just see how bondages will go away. Because whatever thoughts we create again and again, we are going to create that thought. No matter what thought, even if you are diseased, you will think, now this disease will not go, this disease will not go, and it will not go. And if you think that the disease is gone, it will go away. And so mothers and brothers, they again and again say that we are in bondages, we are in bondages. We have to get rid of these thoughts and have to create this thought, I am free from bondages. And my family are my companions and everyone are giving me their good company. So today we will experience the bliss of meeting God. We will change the way of thinking. We will change the way of speaking. Let others look at our life and become worthy to follow this path. So today our life will be filled with happiness and bliss. Let us have good wishes for ourselves today. We should not forget what Baba said today. Only in the morning we have to create this thought that I am Baba's obedient child. Now we will create the thought, today's meeting is a blessing for my life. We will give this good wishes for ourselves. And now, once again, we will go beneath the powers of the Almighty Authority. Om Shanti.
ओम शांति।